Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
Hey, this is Jaesu. I'm coming to you from the Civil War Geekery Con here in Niagara Falls. I'm proud to have back on the show author Sarah Waterraven. How's it going?
Oh, it is going spectacular. Thank you so much for inviting me.
No problem. Thanks for coming. I appreciate it. I got to say, like, we met you at Hamilton Comic Con, and other than the Sharknado panel, you pretty much saved my day from being a complete disaster. So.
You are so nice.
Oh, no problem. It was awesome meeting you, and I'm glad to have you back here today. Do you prefer bigger or smaller shows, actually?
I actually prefer smaller. I meet more people. I network. I get to talk to fans and readers. We get close. We connect. We have lunch. We talk about our favorite books and movies. With the larger conventions, I find, especially for authors, that it's kind of like people are just pushing through. They want to get to every booth as possible, see everything they can, and you don't have a chance to really connect to them. And the other thing about large conventions is, yes, there's a lot of big name celebrities, which is amazing, especially if you're a huge fan of a particular genre or fandom. But when you go to a small convention, there's just this connection you make with people that you can't at a larger one.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you've just completed work on your third book?
Yes. The third one's going to be published hopefully by the end of May. It's all, you know, praying to the editor gods that it'll be finished by then. So I'm excited to release it. It's been quite a journey. The second book took like 3 years, but this one I got done in under, I think, a year from the publication of the second one. So I really pushed it. A lot of hard work and dedication, and I'm so excited to get it to fans.
Cool.
So.
And the title?
Oh, Detective Dougherty and the Sorcerer's Game.
Nice.
Yes, this one's got a bit of sorcery, which in the Dougherty books is a witch or wizard who uses demonic magic, so specifically works with demons. So the detective and his team, they've really got a challenge ahead of them with this. Yeah.
Nice. Can you tell us anything about the plot? Spoil
yes.
Anything?
Yeah. I'll try not to spoil too. Yeah. I'll try not to take it too far. So basically, it opens up with a murder, which most of the books do, and in this case, a vampire is murdered, and she's murdered quickly. Yeah. Which in this world, vampires are like many others, very strong and fast. So whatever happened was pretty serious, and so now we're worried because there's something out there hunting what we call the fairy kind, so anything in the elven courts, and then the other kin, which would be like vampires, werewolves, even dragons and griffins, that kind of thing. So something is hunting them now. And in addition to that, there is a new kind of occult rising, and you're kind of hearing things in the newspaper and stuff like that, and you're wondering, like, what are they up to? What's their game? So it's pretty interesting.
Well, I'm going to finally pick up your first book today. I'm sure I'm going to enjoy it, and I'll get back to you on that.
I'm so excited. The first one, I find, is just a great, like, stepping stone into this world where anything is possible. Every magical creature, every god, everything exists at once, so the potential is limitless, and you just kind of step into it, and you really get a feel for this kooky detective who's, like, seems to be out of his mind, but just... there's an understanding there that only he can really have of these magical beings.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Now, have you always written? How old were you when you first started? How young, I should say?
Since birth.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, but back then they called it, like, fibbing. Because I was in elementary school, I told this, like, elaborate story about how Christmas presents came falling out of my chimney, and there was lights and fairies. And they were just like, Sarah, I think maybe you're exaggerating a little bit. There's something
just
we call...
So,
but in my mind, because I had created it, it had to be real, right?
Right.
High school took a more serious tone. You know, we all get emo in high school, all these feelings happening.
Yeah.
I lost a pet, and so I wrote a lot about that, lots of poetry during these dark days. And then in university, I started to write a book, and that one's still in the background, but it never came to be because I would write chapter one, and then I would go back and read it and edit it. I would write chapter two, but then I'd go back to chapter one, and I would keep cycling back. And it wasn't until I did NaNoWriMo, National Novel Writing Month, that I got into this practice of start chapter one and don't stop until you finish. Don't go back. Don't look at the red squiggles. Finish the book. Once that was done, once you have this like big slab of book in front of you, now you can go back and tweak and make it beautiful.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Thank you.
Now, is this a trilogy of books, or are you going to continue with the character?
At the moment, it looks like I'm going up to five.
Nice.
I'm not sure if six is in the play, but I mean, right now, four definite, five definite. So
we'll see
if a six happens.
Very cool. Now I got to ask you a few geek-related questions while you're here. Since we're here at a Civil War geekery, would you be Team Cap or Team Iron Man?
I'm going to be Team Cap. Yeah, it pains me to say it. I love Tony Stark. But just judging from the trailer and from what I know from the comics, I think Captain America's just reason on this one. I think Tony's just taking it too far, Tony. Jeez.
No, to throw you right through a loop, if Detective Doherty was in the Civil War, whose team would he be on, do you think?
That is a great question. I suspect the detective would be too busy feeding his fish or helping some fairies cross the road to even really notice that superheroes were fighting in the background. But if there was a superhero that was like of a magical nature, like maybe the Scarlet Witch, he might be interested in at that point. But otherwise, they're out of his domain.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, the last time we talked to you, you admitted to being a Whovian.
Yes.
So, most important question I'm ever going to ask you. How cool was it seeing Capaldi playing guitar on a tank?
I have to be honest, I haven't seen.
Oh.
I know, it hurts. It hurts me. So much is going on. I'm seeing so much social media.
Yeah.
But we are limited to what's on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So, I got all the way up to everything on Netflix, and then I was like, oh, man. All right. So, I've seen all this
stuff. I'm sorry for spoiling
it. It's okay.
Then.
I mean, I might cry later, but don't.
There,
I mean,
there
it's
are
not
some
you.
Moments, this season,
yeah.
Cool. Now, where on social media can people go to check out your work?
On Twitter, I believe it's just Water Raven is what my name is. Sarah Water Raven or Water Raven for my Facebook page. Water Raven is water and the word raven smashed into each other. and sarahwaterraven.com for everything else. It also connects you to Tumblr, Instagram, all that.
And the new website looks awesome, by the way.
Thank you.
And thank you for mentioning us in your blog.
Of course. I couldn't help myself. I love the restaurants. I love the podcast. I love everything you guys are about. And you've got so many happy people here who are coming together. They're making friends. This is a great place for people to come together and express the things that they love and be themselves.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you saying it. From the bottom of my heart, thanks a lot for doing this today. I appreciate it a lot.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Continued success.
Yes, we're going to hug. We're going to hug.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.